Good day, beloved. My name is Vileo. It's a massive privilege for me to share with us this day from God's Word. I'd like to open in a word of prayer for us. Father God, we exalt you. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord, that we can approach your Word with humility, Father God, and with an expectation, Father, that we'll encounter you through your Word. We pray, God, that in this time that we have together, Lord, that you would reveal to us what you are saying to us in your word, Father. We pray for an encouragement, Father God. We pray for an edification to all of us who are going to hear this word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, beloved. So we will be looking at Matthew chapter 25 specifically. And it's been great to go through the Gospel of Matthew for the past month. In July, the 2nd of July, we'll be starting with the book of Acts. So stay tuned in the daily encouragements as we will be continuing. And just as a means of beginning chapter 25, 24 focused on the end times and things that Jesus described as would happen in the last days. And this is where we fall into the slipstream. And I'd like to read for us specifically from verse 14 to verse 21 of Matthew 25. And just before I read, the general theme of the chapter is one of judgment. So we see that in the first opening verses with the 10 virgins, 5 virgins are ready. They have their lamps filled with oil as they wait for the bridegroom to arrive. And another 5 who are described as being foolish, as being unwise, have lamps, but these lamps are not filled with oil. And by the time that the bridegroom comes onto the scene, they aren't ready and they're not able to enter into where the bridegroom is. So this leads them to go and try and buy at that last minute to buy new oil. But when they come back, they find that the door has been shut and it's too late in essence. And then we go over to the parable of the talents, which is what we'll get into now. And then the chapter finally concludes with Jesus saying that there will be some who are put to the right and others who are put to the left. There'll be a separation of the sheep from the goats. Please follow with your Bibles from verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them and made another 5. So there was a multiplication, there was an investment, there was a production, a fruitfulness which came from these 5 talents. Verse 17, and likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So they had to give account. And that's where we get the concepts of stewardship and accountability. They had to give account. What did they use what their master had given them? What did they use it for? How did they invest it or cause it to be multiplied? How did they steward it? Verse 20. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I've gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And we'd like to stop it there for now. I remember being in high school after I just came to salvation. It was about 11 years ago. I remember sitting in class and I was quite introverted. I was quite quiet. I would only spend time reading the Bible in class. I wouldn't speak to anybody. And the more I read, the more I realized that, Vileo, if this is true, if this is truly the good news, if this is truly the gospel, how can I keep quiet about it to the people around me? How can I not share with them this truth? So that led me to connecting with people more and speaking to them more and sharing the gospel more with my classmates and eventually with more and more people in my family, because there was a seed, there was a certain talent which the Lord had entrusted to me. Now the talent, and at that stage, having read this as well, I thought that talent was pertaining to a specific gift, or like we refer to it in English as having a talent to play football or a talent to do music. However, the history tells us that a talent was a unit of measurement, monetary value. So it was equivalent to about 20 years' wages, which is a lot. And in that moment, my talent and what the Lord had entrusted to me was this good news, as he's entrusted to us as believers. And these parables are pertaining to the kingdom of heaven. So what is the kingdom of heaven like? How is it governed? How does the kingdom of heaven operate? And one of the key principles that Jesus shares here with his disciples, and mind you, this is the last parable which is shared before Jesus enters the passion and is eventually crucified. So it's very significant. And he likens the kingdom of heaven to this, that if God has entrusted something to us, if he's given us stewardship over something, we can't bury it in the ground like that servant who had one talent. Because maybe you think, yo, this is the only thing I have. I have to protect it. I have to guard it. But the kingdom of heaven is such that whatever we have, freely we have received it. And in similarly, freely we need to give it. We need to cause it to be multiplied. And at the end of the day, the judgment is real. And there's a judgment for between believers and unbelievers, but there's also a judgment for believers. And if we are going to stand on that day, as the rest of this chapter says, and be on Jesus' right hand and enter into his rest, then we cannot be selfish. We cannot be self-centered. We have to have an outward focus and always think, how can what the Lord has given to me be multiplied in and through me? So just in closing, there are three questions that I'd like to ask for us. In the first parable, we saw that the five virgins did not have enough oil. So do you have enough oil? It's a state of preparedness. Are you prepared? Are we prepared for the coming of the Lord? And then the second question is, what are we doing with the talents that the Lord has entrusted to us? Are we using them for ourselves? Are we causing them to be multiplied? And then thirdly, are we in right standing with the Lord? Because the final example that Jesus uses, some people stood on the right. He set some people on the right and others on the left. And those that were on the left were not in right standing. And it was everyday acts of mercy which they neglected to do, which disqualified them from being in right standing with God. I'd love to pray for us. Father God, we exalt you. We give you praise. Thank you, Father, for your word. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us daily to step out in obedience to the voice of your Holy Spirit, to the prompting of your Holy Spirit, Father God, that we will not look at those who are unclothed and walk past them, Father God, and Lord, that we would be prepared for your coming, Father, that we would have oil in our lamps, Father God, that we would be ready. And also, Lord, that we won't be afraid, Father God, to step out in faith, in obedience to you, Father God, using, God, that which you have given to us, Father. We pray this, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say, may your kingdom come, God, and may your will be done, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, family. May the Lord bless you, and take care.